This is another story by Grandpa Reeby. And this is a story about the time that Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig went fishing on the Hornpipe sailing boat. It was a nice warm July day, and Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig had just finished their early morning run, followed by their early morning bike ride, followed by their early morning swim, as they were both training for the local Smallville triathlon. And they both were class champions, holding the previous record for a rabbit and a pig in the previous year's race. So they were defending their title. Well, now that they had completed the very important part of their day called the exercise portion, they now wanted to have a very good breakfast. So they ate a very healthy breakfast, but they also had some pancakes, blueberry pancakes, and they had some orange juice, and they had some Canadian bacon. They also had some fruit. After having a great breakfast, they went out and they sat on the front porch. And Bugs turned to Porky, and he said, "You know, Porky, I think we ought to go fishing. What do you think?" And Porky said, "But Bugs, that's a great idea, and any time you have an idea, it's always a good idea, and this is an especially good idea, and I agree, we should go fishing. Where do you want to go fishing?" "Well, I know Grandpa Reeby, and he has a sailboat called the Hornpipe. I'm going to ask him if he'll take us out." "Oh, that's a very good idea," said Porky. So they called up Grandpa Reeby. And Grandpa Reeby answered the phone. "Hello, this is Grandpa Reeby. Bugs Bunny. And I wondered if you would like to take Porky Pig and myself out fishing." "Well, of course I would. I'd be glad to do that. When do you want to go?" "Yeah, we were thinking about today, if that's not too early." "Well, as a matter of fact, I do have today free, and I'll be glad to take you. Meet me at the Hornpipe in half an hour." So they hung up the phone, and Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny got on their bicycles, and they rode down to the marina where the Hornpipe was. And Grandpa Reeby rode his bicycle down there, because he was also training for the annual Dave Wolf bike ride. Well, when they got down to the marina, they boarded the Hornpipe, and Grandpa Reeby had brought some minnows and some crawdads. And, of course, he had some downriggers with fishing rods and natural bait, as well as live or artificial lures. No matter what was biting, they had a chance at it. So they started up the boat, they pulled away from the dock, and they headed out into the big blue Lake Michigan. Well, within 20 minutes, they were out over the area called Black Ditch, which is where a lot of perch hang around. And at that point, Grandpa Reeby dropped the anchor and let the boat come to a complete stop. As soon as the boat came to a stop, Porky and Bugs baited up their fishing poles, as did Grandpa Reeby, and they threw their lines into the water and began to wait for a bite. And sure enough, almost immediately, Porky's pole and Bugs Bunny's pole both bent and jiggled. "You've got a bite! You've got a bite!" said Grandpa Reeby. "Yep, we sure do," said Bugs. "Yeah, but I got a bite too," said Porky. And with that, they began winding in their lines, and Porky wound up two fish at once. He had a double header. He had a fish hooked on each of his two hooks. Bugs did have two on, but one dropped off as he was bringing his line into the boat. Well, they put the fish in the cooler, and they threw them out again with more bait, and they began fishing for more perch. Well, within an hour, they had caught over 50 perch, and the cooler was brimmed to the top full with perch. "Man, boy," said Bugs, "we sure are having a great day fishing." "Yeah, we sure are," said Porky. "Thanks, Grandpa Reeby, for taking us." "Not a problem, guys. Always glad to have you out, and always hoping that you'll have fun." "Well, we sure having fun, that's for sure. Well, Grandpa Reeby said, would you like to go out into deeper water and fish for the big salmon?
Oh, boy, that sounds like a lot of fun, said Pookie.
Yeah, I think we would like to do that, said Bugs.
Very well, said Grandpa Reeby. Let's hoist the anchor, and we start the motor, and out we'll go into deeper water. So they all together pulled on the anchor rope and began to pull in the anchor and finally lifted the anchor up to the boat and secured it. Then Grandpa Reeby started the motor and set the boat for a course towards deeper, colder water where the big fish are. As they approached the area where the fish were expected to be, the 50-degree water temperature area, Grandpa Reeby set the lines and downriggers behind the boat so that the lures could go down to the depth where the fish were. No sooner had Grandpa Reeby put the lines down at the proper depth when one of the rods immediately went into a big bend and the line went screaming off the spool. Fish on! Fish on! Said Grandpa Reeby. You grab it, Porky. And Porky grabbed the rod, and it was all Porky could do to hold on to the rod, and the fish was taking out line, and Grandpa Reeby carefully steered the boat into a semicircle so that he could keep the boat and the line from the fish away from the other lines. As Porky wound the fish in closer and closer, it surfaced and it jumped, and he could see that it was a very big fish, almost as long as Porky was, and there was high excitement on board. Bugs couldn't believe the size of the fish, and even Grandpa Reeby, who had seen many big fish, was amazed at how big this particular fish was. It looks like you've got a big brown trout, said Grandpa Reeby.
Boy, I've never caught a brown trout, said Bugs. Porky's lucky.
Yeah, I sure am, and I'm going to land this thing, said Porky.
And sure enough, within about 5 minutes, Porky had the fish right up beside the boat, and the fish was tiring. And Grandpa Reeby dipped a landing net down underneath the fish and hoisted it up into the boat. It was so big that it wouldn't even fit in the cooler. It flipped and it flopped, and finally Grandpa Reeby got the fish by the head and was able to remove the hook, and he was able to take a picture of it for the album, and then they put the fish in a second cooler which they had under the seat. They put the fish in there, and he poured some ice cubes on top of that to keep it cool. The fish flopped around, and then they began to fish again. Within another 15 minutes, another big fish got on, and this time, Bugs took the rod. And this fish ran deep, and the line went out, and Bugs wasn't sure what he had until the very end when suddenly it came to the surface right next to the boat, and it was a darn good-sized lake trout. It was about 10 pounds, which was the biggest lake trout they had caught that summer. And Bugs was very, very happy to have that fish on his line. At that time, Grandpa Reeby took the net, he dipped it under the lake trout, and they lifted it up into the boat, and once again they took a picture, and they put it in the cooler. They put their lines back out and began trolling one more time when all of a sudden, another rod took off with a line running out. And when they grabbed the rod, this time Grandpa Reeby grabbed the rod, and this time the fish acted different, but it wasn't quite as big. But Grandpa Reeby skillfully wound it in and brought it up next to the boat, and as soon as he got it up next to the boat, he realized that he had one of the most prized food fishes on the Great Lakes. He had a walleye, and it was a big walleye, about 13 pounds.
Golly, said Bugs, that's an amazingly big walleye.
Yeah, it sure is, said Porky.
Yeah, said Grandpa Reeby, but we catch them out here like this all the time. This is not an unusually big one, but it is a big one.
So just then, Grandpa Reeby continued to hold the rod and wind it in, and Bugs helped by scooping up the fish with the net, and they put it in the cooler with the other two big fish, and it flipped and flopped around a little bit. Oh, by the way, they also took a picture of it. So finally, it was time to head back in. So they turned the boat toward shore, and using his radar and his GPS system, Grandpa Reeby was able to find his way all the way back to the marina, which was out of sight at this point. And once he pulled into the marina, he pulled in and docked the boat
and Porky and Bugs helped him. And all the people in the dock knew that they had been out fishing, so they came over and they said, "Hey, did the hornpipe catch any fish today?" And Porky and Bugs smiled and they said, "We sure did." "Yep, we sure did," said Porky. And Grandpa Reeby said, "Yep, would you like to see him?" And they all said, "Absolutely, let's see the fish." And with that, they opened the two coolers and the people looked in there and they couldn't believe all the fish. And they said, "My goodness, that's a lot of fish. You guys are lucky." And Grandpa Reeby says, "Well, sometimes we make our luck. One of the things that makes our luck is the skill we use and the technique we use and the equipment we use and knowing where to go to use that to catch fish." And with that, everybody said, "You're right, Grandpa Reeby." And then Porky and Bugs beamed a big smile. The newspaper came down and took a picture of them to put in the paper next day. And they went back home and they had a big cookout of the fish and enjoyed it and talked about it for several days afterwards. And it was one of the best fishing trips they'd had on the hornpipe with Grandpa Reeby. And that's the end of the story.